The Rancor's Brothel presents... Music from a darkened room. A Delta Green scenario.
I don't know what else we have to research or anything like that.
Ex-wife is really the only other...
I'm not sure that she's really going to be of any help. She had nothing to do with the home.
True. But, I mean, she is the one who...
They divorced long before he became obsessed.
She is the one who filed the missing person...
That is true.
...report, though. So that's got to have... I mean, it's an ex-wife, so...
Are you going to try and go see her tonight?
No, not tonight.
Are you going to the house tonight?
I'd like to.
Okay. Going to the house?
I'll go with you to the house. Do you want the paranormal guy with us? Daniel. We can call up, was it Yarrow?
Yarrow, Dr. Yarrow.
He was kind of interested in
No, he wanted us to go check it out, and then he would help out on future endeavors.
If.
We're the canaries.
I don't know. I think there's something to do with the body in the morgue that we need to get. I think we need to have that. Because if there is something paranormal going on here, I think we need to burn the remains.
I don't think that child had anything to do with it. He wasn't the first to...
It says here, not dead, roaming at night, roaming the house only at night.
That's it. Teray, yeah.
And why else would he dig up the body of this one person of the... Tens of people, you know.
You're not wrong.
That died in the house.
Unfortunately, we don't have anything pre-1940, but according to what we've found, that child is the first death in this list of deaths. Of odd deaths. That does not mean that the child is, you know, air quote, causing this, has caused it. Something forced that child to...
So you find yourself pulled up outside 1206?
I guess I went along.
Okay.
You want to go torch the body? Sneak in and torch it?
Yeah, I kind of do.
You do you.
All right, so you're going to go in and torch the body then while you guys...
going to go to the morgue, I guess.
Okay, you can go to the morgue. Daniel, roll me... We'll just call it stealth, I guess?
I mean, it's at night. Is there anyone actually there? I mean, is it...
The morgue? No. The hospital that's above it? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Fail.
Okay. You approach... would you rather approach through the hospital? Or would you rather try and approach, like, from an exterior?
From an exterior.
Okay, so
like
you go
through a maintenance door or something.
Yeah,
like you
Dock
go.
Door.
Yeah, you go back down into you know, you go into the back and you you go into that same sort of garage looking area where you were before, and you go up and you're gonna have to break in probably because you're trying to pull on the doors and nothing seems locked and you're just getting ready to look for like a crowbar or something since you didn't bring anything with you. When you see an ambulance kind of drive around, you know. To and from the hospital, it kind of stops and looks out there. He's like, "Hey, buddy, morgue's closed. If you're looking for the regular entrance to the hospital, it's back this way."
Oh, yeah, that's what I was looking for to begin with.
Yeah. You don't want to go in there.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and pretend to start walking towards the entrance and see what the ambulance
does. You see him sort
of
slowly creep up, but he's like, you can definitely tell he's looking at you in the side view mirror, making sure you walk all the way around. So you walk all the way around to the front, then.
Yeah. Why would the ambulance be down here, though?
You rolled a shitty stealth roll.
I know, but I'm trying to figure out
why. He could have turned left or right out of the drive to turn around. He turned right instead of left.
Yeah, I'm going to walk out.
Okay. You can walk in the front of the hospital if you want.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, how can I help you?
I can walk into the hospital without talking to somebody.
Yeah, no. There's a receptionist there. Have you ever been in
there's not.
Yeah, there is. A small county hospital, there'll be somebody there.
There should be.
You're not injured, so they're not freaking out. They're just like, hey, can I help you? Do you need help being directed to a room?
Oh, no. I know where I'm going.
Oh, okay. Have a good night. She goes back to reading the paper or whatever.
I look on the directory. More.
Okay, so you're walking through the hospital at night.
I'm going to look for to where the morgue is.
Yeah, it's downstairs. You have to go in the stairwell and go down.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go down to the morgue.
You're in the morgue. You're in the basement, I guess I should say.
I guess I'm going to search. I'm going to search for the body.
Okay.
Do you want me to roll for that? Or do you want me to...
It's probably sitting on a table somewhere, if it's just recently been brought in.
Now, do morgues typically have a furnace where they can cremate bodies? Or does that get sent out?
Usually it's done elsewhere.
Oh, shit. Plan wasn't thought through.
No,
carefully.
It wasn't. You keep
a big head and tiny arms.
Is you're in the basement. Roll me a navigate roll. I don't know if you've been in hospital.
Six out of 50.
He's got it.
You find your way right to the morgue. You are in the morgue. You're standing there.
You are the morgue.
You're standing there with rows and rows of freezer chest drawers. And I mean, you found your way there. Yeah, you see there is one marked Ture, comma, A.
Okay. I'm going to pull it out.
You slides out.
Does it look like the same remains I've seen before?
Yeah.
Is there any way that I could use my demolitions to jerry-rig some kind of something to set this on fire? To burn it?
I mean, it's a sterile room, so there's not a lot of burnables in the room. I mean, you've got some paperwork. You've got some chemicals, probably. The chemicals would be explosive. Even just having knowledge in demolitions, you know that there is no... There's no propane tank sitting around that just spontaneously explodes.
Well, I know that.
You're looking for incendiaries.
Yes.
Like, disinfectants and isopropyl alcohol and things like that are very good incendiaries.
That's what I was getting to. Is
you want to make some sort of pipe bomb or something? Sure, absolutely.
Not necessarily a bomb, but I need something hot enough to actually burn the remains.
You're not gonna find anything that hot. That's gotta be real hot for a real long time. And it also doesn't destroy the remains. Just so you know, it burns the flesh. The bones will still be there. Oh my god! If that's what you're worried about.
Yeah, I'm trying to actually
for cremation. They have to crush the bones because bones don't burn easily.
So get a wheelchair, put your auntie in the wheelchair, and...
Yeah, from the only fucking place
to get her out. Her.
Daniel, make me a luck roll. Roll under 50.
Oh, goodness. Oh, can't do that. I just gotta try to horse him in the leg.
I rolled under 50,
35. Okay. That night watchman doesn't come in.
Is there a bag anywhere? Can I get like a bag or...
No, there are body bags laying around.
No, I don't want a body bag. I want like... Because this was
go to the gift shop!
This was a small child.
So what do you want? Like a 50-gallon trash bag?
Yes.
Okay. Sure, there's a utility closet across the hall. You can find a 50-gallon trash bag.
I'm going to assume there's going to be gloves at the morgue as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and put gloves on before I touch these remains because...
Okay.
See if there's a pair of overalls. A maintenance guy's overalls.
Yeah, is there any kind of clothing for, like, more clothing or anything?
Yeah, no, there's a lab coat or something around, yeah. You can put on a lab coat.
Okay, I'm going to put on a lab coat. And I'm going to put on some gloves.
Excellent.
And I'm going to start packing this child's remains into the bag.
So, even though the body's dehydrated, it doesn't, quote-unquote, pack well. So you've kind of got an elongated... body-shaped thing in a trash bag.
I can't, like, fold it up?
No, the body doesn't fold at this point. The body is like cordwood. The body is... It's a little brittle, so there's probably skin flaking off as you do it. Roll sand, actually.
It's 50 years old. It's
exactly.
It's a bundle
of sticks. It can't be...
The bones wouldn't be.
Yeah, it's a bundle of sticks. The bones are falling apart.
fail.
Crit fail.
You crit fail?
I did.
100. That'll cost you 3 sand.
Okay.
Sure, with some really unpleasant sounds and some horrible smells and a bit of gas and dust flakes, you put this body in a bag, and then the parts that don't fit, you just kind of crunch them and fold them in on themselves in awkward ways.
Okay, I'm going to,
You hear, bong, from an elevator down the hallway.
Okay, well, I'm going to try to, I'm going to gather the things, and I'm going to kind of back up against the doorway of the entrance of where I came into, and I'm just going to wait there.
Okay, you hear the door slide open. You hear the sound of something, some wheels rolling, and you hear somebody whistling.
Okay.
They appear to be staying down at that end of the hallway. They don't appear to be approaching the morgue.
What? Why are they just standing there?
Are you going to look?
I don't want to. I guess I'm going to peek around.
Okay. You see that someone's come down pushing a trash can, and it's one of those like modular trash can mop bucket things. Yes. You see he's kind of pushed it off to the side, and he's dunking the mop water in, and he's kind of whistling. He's got some headphones on as he's sitting there mopping the floor of the morgue.
You said he has a trash can?
Yeah, I mean, he's got a big trash barrel with, like, you know, some water and a few other things.
Okay, I want to attempt to knock this guy out.
Sweet. Awesome. He's wearing headphones. He's not paying attention, so you can sneak up to him without any problem there.
Yeah.
Make me that unarmed strike.
Okay. This is the best way of me getting out with the body. Yes,
it is. This is why I stepped away.
Pass.
All right. Sure. We'll say that you get the guy. You come up from behind him. He's busily mopping, just doing his, you know, minimum wage graveyard shift job. And you grab his arm, grab the back of his head, and just slam him into the wall. And just very movie style, just thud. And he just... Hopefully you just gave him a concussion, but he's knocked out. He's now laying in the wet mop water that he just... put all over the linoleum floor.
I'm going to go ahead and take his trash can.
Okay, yep.
And I'm going to put the body in the trash can.
Okay.
And he's wearing maintenance clothes, I assume?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Okay, I want to take those off and wear them.
They don't really fit. but you
too small or too big?
we're going to say they're too small. So you get the zipper up and it's like, yeah, you're kind of like, stretching it out, like the seams are kind of pulling a little bit. If you run in it, it's absolutely going to tear it in the way.
Okay, that's fine. I'm going to throw my clothes on top of the body in the trash can.
Okay.
And I'm going to go ahead and just go back up the elevator with the mop bucket and the trash can.
Okay, you go up. Bing! You're back on the main floor. Where are you going now?
Walking out of the hospital.
Out the front?
Yes.
Okay. As you walk past, they go, "Have a good night, Lenny."
I just kind of throw my arm up and keep walking.
All right. You're now standing in the parking lot with a 55-gallon trash bag attached to a mop bucket.
I'm going to ditch the mop bucket.
Okay.
I don't need that anymore. And I'm just going to go ahead and go back to the hotel.
Awesome. We'll leave that there. That's fantastic. You gentlemen approach 1206 Spooner Avenue.
Actually, I should probably not go back to the hotel. I should probably actually go to the house.
Oh, my God. No. You're going to the hotel. You spent some time doing this. Let's see what happens at 1206.
Okay.
Is it Ms. Freeman or, I can't write your name.
Sagamore.
Is it Mr. Sagamore or Ms. Freeman in the lead?
I'm assuming it would probably be me.
Are you carrying a weapon?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I don't.
Okay. As you walk up.
Yes, let's shoot the ghost.
The front, I assume you're going up the front, or are you going in the back?
Going to the back.
Okay. You walk around the back side of the house. There is only one entrance to the back side of the house.
Yep.
Try the key?
Yeah.
I'll be nice and say that both the front and the back have the same lock. And yes, you can unlock the back door.
Cool.
So you step into the den, I believe.
Yep.
This large room is the centerpiece of the house and holds a grand fireplace. Exits lead to the foyer, the back porch, a breakfast nook, and a hallway that leads to bedrooms. You notice that most that there's a bunch of furniture remains in this room, and it's not just placed, it's sort of stacked together. So you get the sense that probably in the efforts to move, other rooms have had their furniture taken out and are being stored in this large space because it gives access to both the doors out to the back and the door out to the front. You also see a couple of styrofoam cups of rancid coffee set about on top of the fireplace or on top of the edge of the table.
Okay. I'm going in here with the camera off of my drone.
Okay. Yeah. You got a GoPro. Sweet.
Yeah. I'm not sure how I'll be able to use it, but I'm taking it with me.
Okay.
I just use a flashlight, I guess. I don't have anything else.
Yeah.
I mean, I got a cell phone, but I don't know that a cell phone would have night vision video on it. Yeah.
Okay. Why the hell is there coffee here?
Movers, maybe?
Yeah, I guess it could be, but...
Could have been from the police when they came to check out the scene.
Could be.
Coffee and donuts kind of thing.
I'll head back towards the master bedroom and keep an eye out along the way.
Lucas?
I'm following him.
She said to split up.
Oh, yeah. Listen to what the fucking NPC tells you to do. Split the party.
I know, right?
Well, I mean, we know the master bedroom is where shit was going down. Why would I go anywhere else? There's nothing else in this house that would be of interest.
I don't know. I mean, there's music from the dining room. According to
Is that what that is?
Donley.
Let me see this.
Yeah, he
was it dining room?
He mentions a few things.
Does it say laughter upstairs?
Oh, I said drawing room when I read that. It is dining room?
Yeah,
no, okay. Where's the dining room? This? The nook?
Dining.
I'll go to the dining room.
Okay. So you split up?
Yep.
Lucas, the dining room looks through three pane gable windows onto shrubbery in the front yard.
Okay.
Doorways lead to the foyer and the kitchen. There's a gaudy 1950s chandelier that is attached to the ceiling, obviously. There are boxes and boxes on the table of what looks to be possessions. They have a good bit of dust on them. But you would assume that these boxes are the entirety of Isari's possessions, her books, her photos, her, you know, clothes, etc.
Light switch work?
Do you try it?
Yeah.
Click. It actually comes on, which is a bit surprising that there's power to the house. But the light switch comes on,
I was just more curious about it. I'll turn it back off. I wasn't going to leave it on. I was just curious if the power was still active.
When you turn it on, the chandelier kind of goes bzz, bzz, sure. Bzz, 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 bzz.
So, and I'll flick it back off. I was just curious if there's still power to the home.
Yeah.
I'll text you that there's power to the home.
Okay.
And you're going back to the master bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
You notice that the kitchen, which you kind of have to pass through on your way, the breakfast nook, it looks significantly less up to date. Like, it looks like it's stuck in the 50s. The kitchen is significantly less modernized compared to the rest.
Well, Asaria was attempting to keep that feel, wasn't she? From what we understood from the antiques dealer.
Antique-y stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
The master bedroom suite, and you can almost see it going into the bathroom as well, has a number of odd, all-encompassing mirrors that are built into the walls. It's actually probably empty, I would imagine. I was going to say there's a bed in there, but I don't think there is, because all the furniture has been moved out. So the main thing that gets you is it's almost disorienting. Maybe with furniture it wouldn't be quite so bad, but you get this house of mirrors feeling when you walk into it. And it just, everything is very disorienting. And it almost gives you a slight headache because you're seeing your image bounced all over and you're seeing images of the walls and the walls reflected within the walls and so on and so forth. So what do you want to do? The blood is still on the walls, by the way, I guess I should say, in your room. You can see the taped out body. No one's cleaned it up. Thankfully, it's been long enough that the smell is mostly gone away, but it's still disorienting. So you can see where he was laying.
Okay. Given the position of the body, can I tell where he was looking?
Yeah, you can kind of stand over the body and look back towards... it looked like he would have been looking towards the mirrors on the wall.
Towards the void? The void in the blood?
Yes.
Yeah?
But thinking about that doesn't make sense.
Why is that?
If he cut his own throat... Why would there be a void in the blood spatter?
Yeah. No, I get that.
Fair enough. Your shoes creak on the wooden floor as you move about. The whole house, in fact, appears to be old hardwood floors.
Okay.
And as you're kind of turning in place, like you said, creak, 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 you feel your foot kick something. Something small. You kind of hear a rolling noise across the wooden floor. Assume you take a look down to see a penny rolling across the floor. And as that penny rolls, it goes up and bumps the mirror. Should have bumped the mirror. The penny rolls into the mirror.
Continues rolling? And I can watch it in the mirror?
Yeah, it now appears to be behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you turn around, there's no penny. Then you look forward, there's no penny at the mirror, at the base of the mirror either.
Yeah.
Roll sand.
Made it.
I believe it's one. Yeah, it's one. So, Lucas, are you going through the boxes at all? Or are you just kind of looking in and around that area?
I mean, I can just flip through whatever's on top of the inside. I'm not going to go through every box very thoroughly.
Okay.
Just kind you're of kind see. Of I mean, it's just, it's her, I assume it's her stuff, so.
Yeah. As you're kind of poking through, you hear.
Like a cat?
Sound more like a muffled voice to me.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's got that, it's distant, but you, I mean, that's kind of your interpretation. You're like, it's a mewing of a kitten, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Does it sound like it's, like, can I tell which direction it comes from?
It sounds almost like it's in the boxes, like maybe a cat is, you know what cats are, they kind of jump up, climb into things, maybe it got somewhere it can't get, but you got that feeling to it.
Okay, I start taking boxes down, looking through them, see if I can find a cat.
Okay, so you start moving, and as you move closer to the center of the table, it gets louder, and it, almost like what Daniel said, it starts becoming almost more human-sounding.
Okay.
It starts to become more like the cry of a small child than a cat, so, but it's the same whimper that...
Okay.
That whimper of pain.
I drag the table out of the way.
It's a large table. It takes some effort, but you could do it if you wanted to. You'd have to remove enough boxes.
That's fine. Heavy.
Okay. So you slide the table back out of the way?
Yeah. Does there appear to be any strange panel in the floor?
No, not that you can tell. But now it's fairly loud, and it sounds like it's still on the table.
On the table?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I can roll a search on the table, if that helps.
If you want to. I assume do you continue pulling apart the boxes looking for the source of the sound?
Yes.
Okay. So you begin flipping things off and you're seeing, you know, piles of garments, and you're pulling another thing off and it's piles of books. And then you open a box that is full of viscera and blood.
What's in the box?
Sitting in the center of this pile of unidentifiable rotting meat is a cat's skull that is completely stripped of flesh. Roll sand.
Pass.
It's one.
Sort of cough. Is it still making noise?
No.
Anything else in the box at all?
You're going to dig through the gore?
No. Is there anything that I see?
It's a box full of innards.
I dump it out. I don't touch it. I dump it.
Splat.
Nothing.
The box is wet on the underside with blood.
So this looks recent.
Guess so, yeah. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. How could it have sat in a box for months and been fresh? But then again, how could it have been mewing?
I want to go to the kitchen.
Okay.
And open up the fridge.
Okay. Jeff, what are you doing?
Going over to look at that section of mirror.
Yeah. Roll investigate. Roll search. I forget what it is.
Yeah, I don't have that.
Should I search?
No.
You don't notice anything strange about it.
Touch it.
Yeah. You can touch it.
It's solid?
Yeah. It is a mirror. You see your own hand reflection reach out and touch you back.
Okay. If I kicked a penny, how would it roll?
That's a good question. Arthur, you go in and pull open the fridge.
Yes.
Nothing in it. Probably some rotting food containers or some things growing some moss in there.
Okay. So I was trying to figure out how old the food was. There wasn't anything... There was no piano or anything that was in the dining room, right?
Nope. You have not seen any signs of a piano.
No. Let's see. What's the word I'm looking for? There would no be no indication that a piano once sat there, scratches on the floor, a space on the floor of like...
You'd have to go back and look a little bit
pale,
more.
Pale portions of wood.
You didn't look at it at that.
I'll do that.
Sagamore, your hands are wet.
Why are my hands wet?
Because you're doing the dishes.
Of course I am.
Roll sand?
Why wouldn't I do the dishes while doing an investigation?
Nope. You lose one sand.
For a critical failure?
Yes.
Okay.
You suddenly hear, as you're sitting there, you're like, yeah, no, I should definitely go check out the piano. And you look up and you're wringing your hands, and you see that there's some warm, soapy water there, and you can see that there's a pile of dishes. You've done about 10 or 12, probably. Your hands are just getting pruny. And you stop because you hear a man's voice from the direction of the bedroom saying, hey, come look at the mirrors.
I go upstairs to look at the mirrors.
You don't have to go upstairs. It's just down the hall from the kitchen.
Oh, I'm sorry. I go look at the mirrors.
You walk in to see Ms. Freeman on the floor, feeling around the wall and touching the mirror.
Ms. Freeman?
Yeah, what?
Is everything all right?
Probably not.
You turn around to see Sagamore is drying off his hands with a dish towel.
What'd you get your hands in?
What? Do I understand at all why I have this dish towel?
Oh no, from the moment, yeah, no, you realize you're like, why am I doing the dishes? From the moment, but you have no account for the 5 minutes it took you to do those dishes.
Okay. Just washing my hands. This place is filthy.
Okay. I just saw a penny roll into this mirror and keep going. And yeah. I
found a dead cat in a box that looked very fresh. Kinda.
Found a dead cat?
Well, yes. It was in the dining room.
I'll go look.
Okay. So you're headed back to the dining room?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Anything? Are you doing anything, Lucas?
I just kind of glance around the bedroom and follow.
Okay. You look around. You don't see a penny anywhere.
Yeah. I kind of look at the mirror that Ms. Freeman was, you know, touching and...
Oh, come and show me the cat.
Sure. I show you the box that had the cat in it.
He shows you an empty box.
I swear to God there was a cat here.
No, I believe you. Just like, I know I saw a penny roll into the mirror and you couldn't see it.
You are seeing piles of personal effects now that you've gone into the dining room.
Piles of personal effects like what?
Like all of, you would know just because Isari was the last person here. You're seeing boxes and boxes of her stuff packed up as if to be moved.
Okay.
And it seems that at least half of them have been opened and strewn about and tossed on the floor, and the table's been pushed back from its regular spot.
Did you open these up?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just, you know, researching.
Like you do.
Okay.
There's no basement in this home, is there?
Not that I'm aware of.
And it's all hardwood, aside from the garage, I'm assuming?
So far.
What's above the garage? A loft?
Yeah.
Yep.
You want to go check that out?
Well, I want to check out the master bath, because I was going to go there, but got worded out.
Was the master bath where...
That's where the kid
drowned? Was that a different bathroom? I don't remember.
No, I'm pretty sure it was the master bathroom.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Died in the toilet bowl.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about this stuff?
I have some experience in paranormal and occultism, yes, but it's not my complete expertise. We could call Dr. Yarrow if you wish.
He's an NPC and didn't seem particularly helpful.
He was intrigued by things he did say to let him know if we had any occurrences when we visited the home.
You know what I'm going to do?
He would have equipment. He would have ghost hunting equipment we could use.
I'm going to pull up the camera footage on my phone.
Sure.
Do I see the penny in the camera footage?
No.
No. Okay.
Probably would be too dark or...
It would be hard to see. Obscured. You definitely don't. You don't see anything.
So I found a dead cat that apparently no longer exists, and you saw a penny that disappeared.
Yep. Well, want to split up again?
You know what they say about curiosity and the cat.
It ends up gutted in a box. Yeah, okay.
Morbidly true.
Who's going where?
I'm going to go to the master bath.
Okay.
I'm going to go to the other side of the house and start checking out these other bedrooms.
Which bedroom are you going to?
I'll go all the way down to bedroom 4 and just start at the end.
Okay. So you're going to bedroom 4?
Yes.
You step into bedroom 4 and it's a small bedroom that obviously adjoins the hallway. You can tell with the setup, it shares a bathroom. I don't know if I drew that quite right, but it definitely shares a bathroom with bedroom 3. Although it doesn't have entrance to it either. So in between bedroom 3 and 4,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
For those who can't see the map, there is a bathroom, so they would share. This bedroom is plain and empty. Carpeting has been removed, and you reveal wood tack strips that once held the carpet down. Otherwise, it is empty. There is a closet in that room as well.
Is there anything in the closet?
You pull this closet back. It appears to be empty.
Okay. Again, nothing on the floor indicating any kind of weird floorboards, nothing like that.
No, not at all. You begin to hear a noise from the next room.
From the bathroom or the bedroom?
Well, there is no next. There, it would you would definitely hear from the bathroom. It's a very distinct rubbing noise, like.
As if someone were wiping the mirror.
Yeah, it's that distinct sound of someone, like, with their finger, mm-hmm. just rubbing on a mirror.
I gulp and step into the bathroom.
Okay. You see no one.
Do I see... I walk up to the mirror.
Okay.
Do I immediately see anything on the mirror?
No.
I breathe on it.
Roll sand, please.
And I'll take an inspiration.
You think awfully highly of your ideas.
I know. It's a pass.
You lose one. As he looks forward and goes, you see that someone has clearly wrote the letter I. And as you keep going, you hear it again.
I actually hear it while I'm in there?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And you eventually, and then you see I am. And this one continues for some time. And as you do, you kind of... And you see that someone has written in the mirror, I am listening. You're back at the hotel with the body.
I assume we have ways of transportation, yeah.
Like, sure.
We just, like, got rented cars or something. Or...
Sure. You're carrying a dead body in a rented car, yes. You get back to the hotel. What are you doing with
it? It's been dead for 50 years. Not like I did it.
What are you doing with the body?
It's in a bag.
Yeah, grave robbing's totally not illegal.
Actually.
You didn't rob a grave. You robbed the morgue.
That's so much better, Lucas.
I might get in less trouble.
Maybe. Not sure.
Maybe I'm just returning it back to the gravesite.
I'm sure there weren't any cameras of you knocking a guy out and taking his clothes.
What are you doing there with...
Well, what I want to do is... I actually need to find a way to burn the body because you can get bones hot enough to where they can crumble and turn to ash.
You need to find a crematorium.
No, I can do it myself.
So you get to the house, or you get to the hotel. Your phone goes off. You have a text message.
Okay, who's it from?
It's from a number you don't know.
Okay.
It says we need help. Come to the house.
Return the slab. You guys don't know that because you guys are much, much older than me.
You absolutely know that our names and numbers are in those phones.
Yeah, I know.
They are?
Yeah. We established that.
The throwaway phones?
Yes.
I gave them burner phones.
Yeah. We all said these burner phones will have our names and numbers in them.
From Arthur Sagamore, you see, we need some help. Please come to the house.
Oh, man.
You got a one-track mind. If you're just going to burn the body, burn the body.
Yeah.
It's completely...
But it's going to take a couple hours to do, though.
Probably.
So, what I will do is I will go to the Home Depot, and I'm going to get an Astelin kit. I assume it would already have Astelin and oxygen included with it.
Yeah. You're going to get an acetylene torch?
Yeah, they have kits there. But I don't know if they have the tanks. They have the acetylene tanks and the oxygen tank for welding.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a pretty expensive setup. But yeah, you can get it.
A couple hundred bucks. It's a couple hundred bucks.
Still a 4 foot body.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to probably buy two or three of the kits and a welding helmet and some pine wood.
Okay. So you bought the essentials you need to try and burn this body.
Yes.
You still need to find a location.
Yes.
This is taking you some time. Lowe's is probably closing at this time, or Home Depot or whatever.
Yeah.
It's getting later.
I got the materials I needed, so I'm leaving with those materials.
Your burner phone goes off again.
Okay, I will look at it.
I think he's hurt.
Oh my god. All right, well, I'm going to head to Spooner Avenue.
Okay. Jeff, you walk into the master bath. Which is, again, it doesn't have quite the extravagant mirrors, but it is still mirrored. I mean, the theme of the room is mirror. It is not anything else. You sort of walk in, the door creaks open. And you begin to look around. It's very old. Everything seems to be, you know, the tub is sort of set in place. Been there for quite some time. What would you like to inspect? There's anything in particular you'd like to inspect? It's toilet, sink. It's a large enough room that there is clearly, there's a walk-in closet on one end. There is a nice clawfoot tub that looks like it's been there for 60 or 70 years.
He told us where he was going, right?
I assume so, yeah.
I mean, you knew that I was going to go stake out the body. That's...
Well, no, tonight we knew that you were going to go.
Oh, yeah, because we met back up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to check in.
Okay.
I'm going to text him. We are in the house. Did you get the body?
You sent it.
Okay.
So you're standing in the bathroom, tap, 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 you know, sending your text message. Behind you, you hear, thwop, thwop. It's got a very distinct splat of its flesh on tile,
mm-hmm.
particularly wet flesh.
Cool.
You turn around, I assume, at the noise.
Mm-hmm. Still typing.
Yes, yeah, still texting. Tap, 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 tap. What's... I was like, what's he doing? And you see a small figure has climbed out of the tub.
Cool.
The figure is bloated, blue and puffy.
Mm-hmm.
It begins to walk slowly to you, its face downcast.
Okay. It
is about 3.5 feet tall.
Cool.
It is a naked male.
Yeah.
Of about 8 or 9 years old.
Yeah.
And it walks up to you. It's within inches of you. And looks up at you with bleary, milky eyes and starts to open its mouth to speak.
And I kick it in the face.
Okay.
Jesus.
It's a bloated fucking dead thing.
Still a child.
Roll me your thing. Unarmed attack.
Still a child.
That's a crit fail.
You slip.
Yeah.
On the floor as you go to kick it. You fall and bang your head on the tile. We'll say 2 points of damage. You actually sort of... your bell is rung pretty hard from this, actually.
Yeah.
And you see the child walks up to beside you and bends over. And his mouth opens. And just the most rancid black water comes pouring out of his mouth. Splashes in your eyes, in your face,
awesome.
Just all over you. And then he bends down to hug you, and as his clammy hands touch the side of you, he disappears.
Awesome.
Roll Sam.
Fail.
We'll call that one, just because you made that a little more interesting, we'll call that one a D6.
Roll it for me, somebody.
It's 2.
Cool.
So, you two are probably suitably freaking out on opposite ends of the house.
Did you get the sex message sent?
So, once it disappears, am I still wet?
Yeah, a little bit. Is that...
Like damp?
Yeah, is that... It's gotta be sweat, right? That's not...
Well, am I doused in water?
No.
No? Phone's okay?
Yeah.
Cool. Scroll back to camera footage.
It is white noise. You turn around, you see nothing, you hear nothing on the footage, and then it is white noise for the next 35 seconds.
Okay. Any response?
From a text message, no.
Okay. But it does say sent.
Yep.
Okay.
Lucas, are you doing anything in the other end of the house?
Yep.
What are you doing?
I am asking this thing its name and seeing if it writes its name on the mirror.
You ask the question?
Yes. I just kind of take a deep breath and say, what is your name?
You wait for a minute.
Hmm?
2 minutes? 3 minutes?
Nothing.
Nothing so far. Do you wait 5 minutes?
I wait as long as it takes.
Jeff, what would you like to do?
Go back through the den and step outside.
Okay. You step outside to get a sort of a... Are you going out the front or out the back?
Out the back.
Okay, so you're standing on the back porch kind of just deeply breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're on the back porch.
And calling him.
Okay. Answer.
Do I get a phone call?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, answer. Say, hey, is everything okay?
Where are you?
I'm on my way to the house. I got a message that somebody was hurt.
Did you get one just a minute ago? Asking where, did you get the body?
No.
No?
I got the body, though.
I'll look at my phone again. Is there a sent message?
Yes.
I haven't received anything, except for that someone was hurt. I got a text that said, come to the house.
Nobody's hurt.
You do hear a conversation from the other side of the house.
All right, I'll leave the, I assume I see her standing right outside the house on the phone. I'll walk out there.
I don't know if it'll help. Have you figured out a way to get rid of the body?
I got it. Yeah.
Find someplace quiet and do it.
Okay. That's what I'm going to do then.
Okay.
That's my next is I'm going to try to find some kind of quiet, empty space and...
For right now, shut off your phone.
Okay. Will do. I'm going to... When we get done, I'm going to turn my phone off.
Okay. Roll navigate.
Fail.
You drive around for a little bit. Eventually, you find like an overpass, like near an industrial facility. It takes you a little while, but you find a place that you feel like you could start a fire that isn't going to be immediately noticed.
Yeah, because it's going to take like 2 or 3 hours minimal.
But you can do it. I mean, it takes you a little while. You're going to be into the night, obviously, because the navigate rolls see how quickly you could find a suitable spot.
Yeah.
So it took you a little while.
I'm going to go ahead and set up then. Set up the pine wood and set the remains on the pine wood and...
Go for it.
Pull out the kit and just...
Light water
helmet, have at it.
Okay. I'm sure it's a very pleasant fire. What are the two of you doing?
Do you see or hear anything else?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Me too. I tell you about the mirror.
I tell you about the kid.
Maybe we should just go. I'm not sure that there's anything in here worth much. If taking care of the body does it, then...
I'm not sure how, but this is screwing with Tech, too.
How so?
I tell him about the text message.
I've checked my phone to see if I have a sent message.
You do not.
Okay, that's bizarre.
Yeah, I'm going to hook my GoPro on you.
Like a normal, like on my head. Like you would.
Or body cam or whatever, however okay. I got it hooked
sure.
up. I'm going to wait out here.
Ring. Ring.
Whose phone is ringing?
Either one of yours.
Ring.
That's an old clankety belly rotary phone.
I close the door. You were saying?
Ring. No, go ahead and answer it. I'm going to wait out here and I'm going to monitor.
Ring.
Yeah.
So he's sending you
in. You're going to send me in there by myself.
I am 10 feet away.
Brrring.
If I die, I'm going to haunt you.
Okay.
Brrring.
I go in and answer the phone.
It takes you a minute to find it. The ringing actually appears to be coming from bedroom 3.
Okay.
Inside bedroom 3, it is empty, with the exception of a green, lime green, like ratty, gross rug, roughly in the middle of the floor.
Okay.
It appears to be ringing from underneath that rug.
Ring.
I just turn around and walk out.
Ring.
The rug's ringing.
Ring.
And I just close the door. I go outside and close the door.
Okay, I'll go in and I'll look under the rug.
You see an old rotary phone. You know how they shake a little bit when yes. they ring because of the bell?
Ring.
You very obviously see the cords extend out of the back of the phone. The actual phone line goes out of the back of the rotary phone about 2 feet, and then it's just a cut wire.
Yeah.
Ring.
I'll answer.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Yes, I'm trying to get a hold of Miss Isari. Is she home?
Maybe.
Yamila?
Yes, is she there?
No, she's out at the moment.
Oh, okay. How about a Miss Braintree? Is she there?
Braintree? I don't know that name.
Oh, okay. Could I speak to then a what was the name? Akins. Mr. and Mrs. Akins?
She took him to the proctologist.
Oh, okay. And what about Mr. or Mrs. Kreese? Could I speak to one of them, please? Are they home?
Nope. Sorry.
Oh, okay. In that case, could I speak to Isabel Wheeler?
Yeah, that's me.
Well, no, she... It's not you, but she's there. I'll wait. And as you just kind of hold the receiver silently, the old woman repeats again. She's there. I'll wait. She's there. I'll wait. She's there. I'll wait. She's there. I'll wait. And you just start pulling the phone away from you because this woman on the other end is just rising in octaves and octaves and just getting louder and louder. You're now holding the phone several inches away, almost a foot away from your face. She's there. I'll wait. She's there. I'll wait. And then it just sort of click.
Yeah. Set it down.
Roll sand.
Made that.
Just one.
Getting close to that break point.